Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I am raring to go this morning. You're probably out exercising. Remember, you can always hear the show on the archives, but this is the show you got to put your thinking cap on. I wanted to get this to you all along. This was my plot underneath 51 shows now, is this show. Because this is about all of you, and it's not about any one of you. Meaning, it's not about a disease. It's about your perspective on healing. It's about getting you out of that ridiculous model where each and every day you focus on your symptom. Or if you're in relationship with your doctors, you come into your doctors, your holistic practitioners, and you start writing and talking about your symptoms, right? For some of you, this is going to work. For many of you, I might even say for most of you, this is not going to work. What's going to work is if we can get you to a different perspective. So over 20 years for me, consistently asking myself, why did this person heal? What did I do? What did they do? What didn't I do? What don't I know? What do I know? What they didn't they bring? After 2 decades of that, I think I can give you a coherent model today. And if this is the first time you've heard the show, listen to the other shows, because you're going to need the other shows to get a perspective here. But this is particularly designed, this show, for the person who's tried the simple herb approach. You know you've got burning when you urinate, so you take something to help your bladder, some herb, some herbal combination, and it's been a month or two and it doesn't work, and now it's 20 years later. We have tons of people like this floating out there. Tons of people living in agony. I do mean agony. I do mean I've been around long enough, knock on wood, to see them go to their grave, unfortunately, sometimes. Not happy people. A life worth living is challenged when people get up each day in debilitating pain. And lots of people perish because they don't have the knowledge. You see, the faith thing is exciting. You know, do you have the faith? All the focus goes on the faith. But sometimes it's the knowledge. Sometimes you need to inject yourself with the knowledge to stimulate your faith. It's not one or the other. It's both in reciprocity with each other. You see, to guide you through that long, dark, and stormy decade of anguish or consistent pain, sleepless nights, you need some knowledge to stick on the ribs of your faith. But we're not getting that perspective. I'm going to be not arrogant, but emphatic, passionate about the fact that you're not getting the right perspective. That is why many of you were unnecessarily failing. That's why I started the school, to give you the perspective. Some people come and profit, and some people, they can't find the time. They would not, in a sense, rather live in their agony, but they just don't get what they're missing. We always want the quick fix. You see, healing is not a journey. Healing is not a opportunity to resurrect. Healing is some unfortunate detour. And if you think that, you're in a lot of trouble. If you think your sickness is a detour, an unfortunate detour, proof of the fact that God passed over you, that God does not love you, that you deserve to suffer, that you did something wrong, and you're paying for your sins, please think again. The only sin is the ignorance you live in if you think that. So what's the perspective? What's the functional perspective? Well, the first thing I want to do is start you off at your medical doctor in the hospital. where you go initially, or the little office associated with the hospital for whatever you might have, fibromyalgia, back pain, disc herniations, IBS, headaches, tinnitus, bipolar disorder, ovarian cysts, fibroids, congestive heart failures, chronic infections, diabetes, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, you name it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of different diagnoses each day end up in a doctor's office looking at a doctor who simply does the equivalent of this. Try this one on for size. You walk in and you tell your doctor your muscles hurt, and they hurt all over. And they've hurt all over for years. Your muscles, tremendous muscular pain. And your doctor looks at you, at first skeptically, because you might be a malingerer. This might be related to some workman's comp, some sort of a excuse not to live in the world. And after that skepticism subsides, because you really are in pain, the doctor still doesn't believe it, and he doesn't believe it because he can't find the cause. There is no diagnosis for the muscular pain you swear you have. And so he goes into a room, and he calls his friend, and he does a Google search. Yes, he does. And then he comes back, and he smiles, and the light is upon him, and he says, Mrs. Smith, you have fibromyalgia, which is just another word, and this is my point, for the same thing you told him when you walked in. You walk into a doctor, you tell him your head hurts, and 20 minutes later, you pay to have him tell you you have a headache. How about irritable bowel syndrome? I did that one last week. I hope you listen to that one. You walk in after 10 years of alternate constipation and diarrhea, debilitating. I had a 40-year-old in the office this week. Hasn't worked in 6 years. Can't get out of the house. Nonstop. Diarrhea, constipation, pain, back to constipation, diarrhea, trying to understand their process and being told with those symptoms that they have an irritable bowel. Is that what we've evolved medicine to? These are called diagnoses of exclusion. That means we don't know what it is. We don't know what causes it. So let's describe it with a stupid name, a technical name, a bunch of four-letter words, a bunch of 12-letter words. Let's make it sound nifty and hope that that'll just suffice. Now that we've identified it. No, you haven't. You've taken your medical jargon, you've taken the medical vernacular, and you've simply turned it into some highfalutin word that you spit back to your customer, your client, your patient, and we're supposed to relax behind that. And you walk out. I have fibromyalgia. I have irritable bowel syndrome. You wear that seal of approval. 5 years later, you're not happy about it because you got a diagnosis of exclusion. It's not functional. It doesn't tell you really what to do, and it doesn't really tell you what causes it. What really causes fibromyalgia, back pain, IBS, headaches, bipolar disorders, ovarian cysts, fibroids, congestive heart failures, diabetes, chronic infections, bipolar disorders, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cancers. Now, if you look at all of these, each and every person, if you take, I can do that, you can't. That's why you have to listen. If you take the percentage of people who come in with debilitating problems assorted. So this is you, because you've either got a symptom or you've got a disease. You've either lost time at work or you're debilitated. No matter what, this is you, because you have been given a diagnosis that didn't do you any good. And if you look at all the people like that, that come in and engage health, engage the high art of healing, and you look at what they've done in some combination. Now write that word down and underline it. Some combination, some ratio of four causes that created their illness. Four causes. These are the only four. These cover everything. if you, after I say this, don't think that what I'm about to tell you covers everything, then you didn't understand what I was saying. Believe me, I understand what I'm saying. And if you think this doesn't cover everything, then you need to listen to the other 50 shows and get hip to what I'm talking about. I don't care who you are, what you've got, how long you've got it. It's a combination of your psyche, your psycho-emotional you. It's a combination of your biomechanical you. But I have to explain what that means. Biomechanical you. Functionally, that's your flexibility level, but it's bigger than that. So your psyche, your psycho-emotional you, your biomechanics, meaning how do the bones align? How do the organs live spatially in respect to each other? Your biochemistry, your blood chemistry. That's right. That's your nutrition. Your excesses nutritionally, meaning the poisons you need to remove, and your deficiency, meaning what you're not getting in your foods. And last but not least, your physical scars from your physical traumas. Patented under my seal, we call this the rule of four. One of those four variables, all of those four variables, some combination of those four variables, and some unfolding into your consciousness of those four variables through action is your cure. That's your cure. And the art is for your doctor to read those variables. Some of you are nauseous. Some of you are confused. Some of you are laughing. Some of you are crying. All of you have just heard me tell you your journey is defined by addressing in some intelligent way those four variables. It means if you're sitting there with a cancer, with Parkinson's, with congestive heart failure, if you have disease or just symptom, or you just want to get healthier, your body, your light force, your life force is about varying those four variables: your psyche, your blood, your flexibility levels, and removing physical scars from physical traumas, which is number four. Scars, psyche, blood chemistry, and biomechanics. Now, what does that mean? Let's define that. Let's get into that. I hope I don't have to harp on nutrition. You all understand that nutrition is part of your symptom. Of course you do. It's why you listen to radio shows. But an unbelievable, a frightening number of you have no concept of biomechanics. None. You understand exercise, but you don't understand how structure determines function. This week, each of you listening to this show will make 10 people listen to this show. If you care about your friends, about your family, and you are not telling them to listen to this show today, there is something really wrong with my message to you. It's inconceivable to me you wouldn't bring 10 sick people to this show because they're drinking the Kool-Aid if they haven't understood this, because this is how when you watch people heal. I'm not talking about swallow an herb and say I feel better. I'm not talking about getting a massage and say I feel better. I'm not talking about exercising and dropping a little weight and saying this makes a difference. I'm talking about cure. C-U-R-E, cure. Boldface print, exclamation point, and stamped and sealed. Cure. When you look at people that do cure, when they're in the hole and they're going to give up, and a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years later, they're out there running marathons, I'm talking about that. That is a combination of one of those four variables, all of those four variables. Blood chemistry, biomechanics, psyche, and scars. Let's make